The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melanie Martirana.
And we are so excited that you've all joined us today. We have another fun show for you. As we already said, this week we're talking about, are all B vitamins created equal? That's B as in boy. And no, they are not all created equal. But to find out more, you're going to have to listen to the whole show, because we're going to have lots of great information for you about your B vitamins, about energy. And a lot of people suffer from low energy. We're going to talk about that and lots of other things. So before we do that, we want to remind all of you how you can connect to us. So Melody will do that.
Our main hub is cohradio.com. So from there, you can get to emeraldlabs.com, which is our company website. And that's a purely informational site. So you can find every product that we make. Now, we always want to make sure that there's a hub where people can find all of our products. We are in health food stores nationwide, including chains like Sprouts and Vitamin Shop. But not any specific brick and mortar retailer carries every product we make, because we make over 100 different products for you, all additive free, of course, and formulated by Dr. Stengler. So we have a web affiliate called supplements.one. They offer every single product that we make, and plus some other great brands too. You know, we're not getting paid by those other brands, but they offer only high quality supplements on that website. And that is a site that we partner with to make sure that we're able to offer really good deals to you guys. So if you're a listener of the show, we're going to give out a code every week. We'll talk about that a little more later on in the show. And you'll be able to take advantage of that coupon code on our web affiliate, supplements.one. But cohradio.com is our main hub for everything, including all of our social media. And we'll refresh you on that as the show goes on.
And there you go. And one more thing about supplements.one, we have been encouraging them for a long time that they should consider some type of fish oil, because we don't currently make fish oil. We may make one eventually, but we know that they have recently picked up a good quality fish oil. It's an RTG. Some of you know what that is. That's the re-esterified triglyceride form. I might say the majority of the fish oils are not the RTG form. So sometimes those will cause an upset stomach because they're not as molecularly similar as the RTG or re-esterified form. That's the only form that I will take. So check that out on supplements.one also. Anyway, every week we have talking points that we go over, and we have some interesting ones this week for you. I want to talk about something that is also involved with those of you that might crave energy because you have low energy. The B vitamins are certainly involved in that process. But another thing that is involved in that process can be anemia. If you are anemic, my wife has suffered from this. My wife, Julie, my two daughters, Courtney and Cassidy, they're getting older. They're almost 15 and 18. Getting older, but getting kind of old, actually. But anyway,
Rick, yeah. It's been a long time since that was old.
Yeah, right. There you go. To me, they're old. I looked at Courtney the other day. I'm like, gosh, I remember throwing you up in the air and all the fun things. And she just graduated from high school, and I got choked up a little bit. But she said, yeah. I think you're going to cry. I said, I don't know. And they did this slideshow before we got up and gave her a graduation certificate, because we homeschool. And I told my wife in the slideshow, I go, this is not good. This is not good. You saw all those pictures from when she was little. And then by the time I got up there, I was like, okay, I think I'm okay to do this. So
they're growing up so beautifully, and it's such a pleasure to see them, because I've known your children since before I had children of my own. And in fact, I've known your children since your oldest was like a little bit younger than my oldest is now. So, yeah, it's really, really very sweet to see the young women that they're growing into. And I just feel like you and Julie have just done such a great job with them.
Well,
they're great girls.
By God's grace, that's for sure.
Indeed.
So anyway, but we're very thankful for our two girls. But anyway, so all three of my girls, my wife and two children, have struggled and suffered with anemia at some point. A lot of young girls do when they start getting their menses. So it's just it's a thing that girls especially should be considering if they're really tired, especially in those teen years. But anyway, so. It says here that over 3 million Americans suffer from anemia, making it the most common blood disorder. It is more common in the very young, menstruating women with heavy menses and the elderly. Every cell in the human body gets a large portion of its energy from oxygen. In a healthy person, cells receive an adequate supply of oxygen thanks to a substance called hemoglobin, which transports oxygen through the blood. Without sufficient hemoglobin, the cells don't get enough oxygen. Without enough oxygen, the brain, the muscles, and all the other tissues begin to slow down. The anemic person feels weak and tired at first and then may experience several other symptoms, including headaches, difficulty concentrating, fainting, and a series of illnesses that are the result of a suppressed immune system. So it's pretty serious, and you do want to be thoughtful about how you approach this issue, but it is something that has pretty significant effects on your day-to-day living. The body needs iron to produce the necessary amount of hemoglobin, which is the oxygen-carrying portion of the red blood cells. Iron deficiency can be the result of bleeding, poor diet, and absorption problems. The most common cause of anemia is blood loss. Blood loss for any reason, including surgery, trauma, gum disease, hemorrhoids, polyps, cancer of the colon, bleeding ulcers, and heavy menstrual periods, can produce an anemic state. So can an increase in the body's need for iron, which is where we're going to go, mainly, which usually happens during pregnancy, but it can happen any other time. And I can tell you from my girl's experience, so it's not, if you don't say, oh, I'm not pregnant, so it's not a concern. Iron deficiency can also be caused by an inability to absorb certain nutrients, as can happen with folic acid or folate and vitamin B12. In rarer cases, deficiencies of vitamins A, B2, B6, zinc, and C, as well as copper, may lead to anemia. The elderly often lose their ability to absorb these nutrients, as do people with certain digestive disorders like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. Usually, iron deficiency is caused by a combination of these factors. In rare cases, anemia is the result of a hereditary blood disorder in which red blood cells are destroyed prematurely. Thalassemia, sickle cell disease, and spherocytosis are all very serious and sometimes fatal forms of anemia. People with these diseases must be under lifelong medical care. Anemia can also be caused by an inability to absorb any vitamin B12 at all. This condition can easily be treated with sublingual B12, with regular injections of B12, or by improving stomach acid levels. If you suspect that you have anemia, it's important that you see a doctor for an accurate diagnosis. The symptoms of anemia can mimic those of other disorders, so you'll need to get a thorough evaluation. If you are diagnosed with anemia, don't let your doctor stop there. Make sure he or she explains the specific cause of your problems so that you'll know how to address any underlying disorders and prevent a recurrence. Now, I want to say that in my case, because I did have an anemia, which was caused by iron deficiency. And and as I said, so did Julie, so did my girls. And I currently actually, I don't know if I should tell you all this, but I actually, the multi that I take when I, not in my supplements, but the multi that I take when some days if I don't have time to take all my 100 pills in the morning, I'll just take the girls' prenatal. But anyway, but I know it has more folate, but it has the iron. The other multis don't have the iron. And I know sometimes that I just can tend to run a little light on the iron. So that's always helpful. But you want to be really careful. You don't want to take iron ongoing unless you know that you're deficient in iron, because too much iron in the blood or in the tissues can cause hemochromatosis, which is an irreversible liver disease. So it's something you want to be very careful about. So that's why you want to see a doctor if you think you have iron-specific anemia. And who knows why some people don't absorb B12 as well, but I was very B12 deficient. And so Dr. Stenger gave me some injections that I would just do myself at home. The first time was fun, trying to stick that needle in my leg all by myself.
Boy.
Because it's an intramuscular. So you do it in your thigh. And I had it, and I'm like, I've never given myself a shot. So I told Julie, okay, just give me a count, like 1, 2, 3. She goes, okay, 1, 2, 3. And I'm, I can't do it. She's like, go get it. One, two, I can't do it. She, finally, I stuck it in there. But it's a really fine gauge, a really small, narrow needle. You can't even hardly feel it going in. You just kind of blink right in your, it's about an inch long. Just put it in your thigh and you just slowly squeeze the B12 in and it works really well. So I did that for a couple years. And last time I had my blood work done, I had not taken any injections for quite a while and my B12 levels were normal. So it seems like that issue has kind of resolved itself. But those are all things that just you can be thinking about. But a doctor like Dr. Singer can definitely help if you're suffering from anemia. Also, I want to mention first thing, you know, taking iron, not all irons are the same. We have an iron that we have. It's a gentle iron by Albion. A lot of irons cause constipation. I would only take the iron that we offer here at Emerald Labs. So if you're interested in that, that is going to be on special this week. You can look supplements.one also carries it. Does not cause constipation. Also B12, a methyl cobalamin instead of cyanocobalamin, and then folate. And we can talk about that a little bit more in the show as we get into the Be Healthy, why our methylfolate is so important. But those are things that you should all consider if you are struggling with anemia. So anyway, with that, we are out of time for segment one. We hope you're getting some good information. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And this week we are talking about not all B vitamins are created equal, and they are not, definitely not. And we're going to explain that more as the show goes on. But before we get into that, I want to remind all of you, if you're just tuning in with us, that you can go to cohradio.com and you can check out old archive shows there. Actually, if you listen to old archive shows, those coupon codes on those shows function if you have never ordered on that coupon code from that email address before. So you can take advantage of coupons on old shows. You can also check us out on our social media. You can go at Emerald I'm Free on Instagram or on Facebook.
/EmeraldI'mFree.
And I just realized on Instagram, at COH Radio.
Yes,
so
exactly.
At Emerald I'm Free, at COH. I'm still getting there on my social media. I'm not, certainly not an expert. My daughters laugh at me, but Melody's here to help me out. So anyway, so with that, we're going to get into Melody's talking point. But I think she had a few other things she thought of regarding anemia that she wanted to talk about.
I just thought there was a couple of other little interesting points here about iron absorption and things that are just sort of practical. So vitamin C can actually help your body to absorb and retain iron. So consuming that, like we have pure whey C, we also use pure whey C in all of the multis, and that has a 12-hour retention time in the body. So you do get that great additional antioxidant protection. But consuming that with iron or with foods that are high in iron can be helpful. And then just an old school hint in here, a little tip, which we actually do. We cook with cast iron pots and pans. We got rid of a while ago anything that had that nonstick, that toxic nonstick stuff on it. I think that around for years when I was younger before I knew better. And so we have a lot of really good cast iron and stuff without any coatings. But the food can actually absorb some of the iron from the cast iron. Now, there were some notes here about foods to avoid. So soda, dairy products, coffee, and black tea, which are, I mean, oh my gosh, some of this stuff is so addictive for people, but they're iron blockers. So if you eliminate this from the diet, it can really help. And because iron's actually removed through the bowels, if you're taking fiber, like, you know, our Super Cleanse, you would want to take that away from the gentle iron. And then also just something I found very interesting was that you should avoid cow's milk because it can actually cause hidden bleeding in the intestinal tract. And that's particularly true with children. So just a few extra little helpful hints that I would add on to your interesting talking point there.
Well, it's a big issue. Anemia, over 3 million people. And the fact that my girls have all struggled with it, I think it's something our listeners would find helpful, hopefully. But so what do you have for us this week, Melody?
Okay, so this right here also, you know, iron deficiency can cause issues with your immune function. And so I found something else that can also really affect your immune system. It's a hidden additive that's found in a lot of foods. It says here, some folks never seem to catch anything. Could be the middle of the worst flu season of all, with practically everyone coughing, sneezing, and wheezing, yet they don't catch so much as a sniffle. For others, it's just the opposite. And I would have to say that I'm one of those people. It's very easy for me to get sick, so I found this very interesting. There's no such thing as cold and flu season because you seem to get sick any time of year, even here in mid-spring. Worst yet, you struggle to shake those infections, which linger for weeks or even months. If that sounds a little too familiar, there's two long-awaited pieces of news for you today. There's a way to fix it, and it takes virtually no effort. The real cause of constant infections may be something in your food. So you'd think that they're a sign of an immune system problem, and in most cases, it is. But new research reveals how the cause of those things maybe isn't something inside of your body until you ate it. It's a hidden food additive called TERT, butylhydroquinone, or TBHQ, and it can hit your immune system in a very specific way. According to the animal studies that have been done on this, it can slow a type of immune cell called the helper T cell. These cells are your first line of defense against common viral invaders, but when they slow down, that virus gets a chance to multiply and take hold. So the result is you get sick easier and stay sick longer. And if this stuff is in your diet regularly, you could get sick again and again and again. So there's multiple risks linked to the additive. Some of them include food allergies and immune system damage. Now, the rundown on avoiding it, you know, it's tricky because there's a loophole in labeling laws that means it's not always going to be listed in the ingredients. But you'll only find it in processed foods, especially breaded foods like chicken nuggets, fried foods, and frozen meat. Now, I don't eat a lot of any of those things. But ditch the processed foods and you'll be able to avoid most of it, not to mention hundreds of other additives, of course, that are in those processed foods that are linked to immune system damage and allergic reactions and so on. So choosing fresh foods instead, and you'll always know what you're eating, will also really help you to avoid this potentially dangerous food additive. So I just thought that was interesting because it's not required to be listed on the labels, and that these kind of loopholes happen all the time, you know, where it's like, oh, if it's less than a certain amount of something, then we don't even have to put it on the label. So people have no idea that they're consuming this. And if somebody is consuming something regularly that this ingredient is hidden in, whether it's in, you know, food or drinks or whatever it is that they're consuming, I mean, all of that stuff adds up, and people's immune systems just get compromised. It's really a shame that things are that way.
I'm sitting here just getting a little bit depressed and maybe a little bit irritated, angry at the same time, because this is, we just have so ruined or continue to ruin our food supply. And for me, okay, I'm 54, but for our children, and what are we doing? And so chicken nuggets, fried food, processed meats. So yes, that's good to know. But the truth is, you need to shop, you know, they always say, you know, shop around the edges of the market,
yes,
you know, the
mm-hmm.
the produce, the meats, you know, and we live in such a busy society. It's hard to cook meals at home all the time. But if you want to stay healthy and not get sick more often and for longer, as Dr. Singer said, you need to make it a priority to cook more at home and to buy foods from quality markets that, you know, hopefully don't have pesticides and don't have TERT and whatever else. And it doesn't have to be on the label. So you can read labels as much as you want, but now they're getting so creative. Oh, fine, we just won't put it on the label. And how's that even legal? But anyway, the solution is you have to spend more time with what you put in your mouth and what you eat.
You know, and it's funny because I think so many people now are getting focused on food prep, you know, with all these special diets. You know, there's people doing keto, or, you know, Dr. Stengler really recommends Mediterranean, but there's all these food preps. And it's so funny because you think about all these little to-go containers that, you know, they sell in the stores, and they literally the other day I was in a grocery store and I saw a pack of them that was labeled food prep containers. And I'm like, isn't that the same thing as like the Rubbermaid containers, but just made cheaper in like a big seven? It's like a seven pack, you know, so you have it for every day. But I mean, just doing simple things like that is like, if you're able to, doing food prep like once a week and freezing meals, you can give yourself some diversity and package them in these containers. Don't microwave your plastic containers. Don't do that. Put them on a plate that's not made out of plastic first, because then you're giving yourself other problems. But all of those little things, if you can just commit a certain chunk of time even, because I know it's hard throughout the week to do that.
It is hard. I was just realizing with Courtney that I said, you know, Courtney, when she goes off to college, our home life will change because she goes to diving now. She trains three or four nights a week. And I said, when she was younger, she did gymnastics, and that was three or four nights a week. And I said, you know, it's just every time you make sacrifices in life, but that's just what we chose. And you get home late, you get home at 8 o'clock, and we're crammed some food in your face and, you know, watch TV for an hour and then you go to bed. I said, it's not like when I was a kid, my mom wanted to have dinner on the table at 5:30 or 6 and have family time. I said, we didn't really have that freedom because we've made choices. And I always said, I didn't want you girls doing multiple sports, but I didn't realize one sport would require a lot of training. So there you have it. And so
I'm just getting there, Rick. I'm just getting there right now. I've got, you know, Ella in Taekwondo, and that's two nights a week. And it's fairly early, but we already kind of get home late. And fortunately, John's been able to take her most of the nights. But like tonight, I'm taking Ella to Taekwondo. So, and it's just, yeah, you get home, you got to feed the kids, you got to bathe them. Is there homework? It's really not the same way that it used to be. I remember that whole, the family dinner things where we eat at this certain time, you take a bath, you go to bed. And it's just, sometimes you have to flex as a family. So you just got to do the best you can, living fast, busy paced lives, and convenience foods are everywhere.
It's just, it's a priority. I tell my girls, you just have to decide what your priorities are, what you're willing to give up. Okay, this is high on the priority list. Okay, so what are you going to be willing to give up for that? So, you know, if we're going to be busier, we're not going to be able to eat as much food at home. Well, then, you know, you might suffer with, you know, illness and other things. And I think for us, we just want to bring you clarity. So when you're making those decisions, you have more facts before you, because the labeling companies, they're not there to help you out and give you all the information. They're there to give you a pretty label and some sub facts or nutrition facts that don't look too harmful.
And marketing.
And that's not helpful in having you make a good decision for your family. So, you know, you may decide that we need to eat chicken nuggets. Well, fine. You know what the downside of that is. But anyway,
it's just up that vitamin C.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so do the best you can with what you've got. Wow, we ran out of time for segment two. So please stay tuned. We're going to get right into the products and specifics about B vitamins when we come back for segment three of Crossroads of Health.
Face it, whether seasonal or year-round, allergies just aren't fun and can take a toll on our quality of life. Allergies are a very common health problem, and approximately 1 out of 5 people in the United States are affected by hay fever. With this condition, substances in the environment, such as grass or tree pollens, can be a real challenge and is usually seasonal. Some people react year-round to things, such as dust mites, pet dander, or mold. Common symptoms include sneezing, runny nose, congested sinus, watery and/or itchy eyes, sleep problems, and a variety of other health problems. Allergy Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients that have been shown to improve symptoms of allergy season-related challenges caused by natural pollen, airborne pollutants, and other related allergens. You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We're always real. We're always unscripted. We have gone pretty far off the rails on this show because we've had so much interesting stuff to talk about that was not actually related to the topic of the show, but we're excited to be able to share good information with you. So I'm here. This is Melody. I'm your co-host. I'm here with Rick, your host. And before the break, I was talking about hidden food additives that can be really dangerous to your immune system. And Rick, I know, had something to add to it. But before he does, I wanted to remind all of you, if you are just tuning in, if you've missed any part of the show, or if you want to just check out our archives, you can go to cohradio.com. It'll link you over to emeraldlabs.com, which is our informational website, purely about the company and all the products. And also over to supplements.one. And supplements.one honors our weekly coupon codes. This week, we're using the code CAR. We'll tell you at the end what that applies to and how much of a discount we're going to be able to give you with that code CAR. But Rick, I know you had some more interesting information to add on to that.
Over the break, I had to look it up online. So I just want to read this quickly. So TBHQ, so tertiary butyl hydroquinone. So look it up on the internet. But TBHQ is similar to butane and lighter fluid. Oh, that's so wonderful. Wow. TBHQ is a fuel additive added to your food, no less. Oh, my goodness. A byproduct of petroleum, a food preservative frequently added to products to preserve food on the cheap. So again, all about the money. So you can find TBHQ in certainly Chicken McNuggets fast food. They have a brand name I'm not going to mention, but Chicken McNuggets from fast food. TBHQ is commonly sprayed onto fast food cartons. Oh, so how many of us get fast food cartons when we eat fast food? You can also find TBHQ in many of the great value foods for those big box stores. The Food and Drug Administration says it's okay for TBHQ to contain no more than 0.02% of the oil in a food. So it is believed that TBHQ can cause ADD. No wonder the United States is ranked 28th in the world in test scores. So it fed to rats over time. It caused cancer and DNA damage. It up to 5 grams. It can cause death, which that's encouraging. That would be over 1,200 chicken nuggets. But nevertheless, 5 grams, anything you eat that, 5 grams can cause you to die. That's always very encouraging. And of course, what Melody talked about with immune function, getting sicker for longer and all that stuff. So anyway, it's something you definitely want to maybe do your own homework on. So TBHQ, tertiary butyl hydroquinone. Check it out. I actually want to talk briefly. We're going to talk about our adrenal health formula today and our Be Healthy. These are both products that certainly can tie into your energy function with your thought process, just your overall health. B vitamins are involved in probably thousands of metabolic reactions in the body, certainly many hundreds of reactions. B vitamins are crucial. Some people don't understand a lot about B vitamins at the manufacturing level. And I just want to take a minute, since our show topic is, are all about B vitamins created equal? Well, no, they're not. And I just want to bring some clarification to some issues that you may not understand or know about. Currently, almost all the B vitamins in the world are coming from China. And some people say, I don't want any products from China. Well, that's naive, honestly. It's not going to happen. The Chinese, there are so many products from China that are imported in the United States. They're not all bad. The question or the issue with the Chinese products is what kind of lab testing and verification processes are in place to make sure and to ensure that those products are what they're supposed to be and that there are not toxics in those products. We don't buy any raw materials directly from China because I would have to be over there, have somebody over there 6 months out of the year auditing facilities. Because, sometimes they'll show you the nice facility, but then there's another facility where they really process out of. It would be a laborious task, and I don't want to do that. So every vitamin we buy from here in the United States from companies that have their own vetting processes overseas and have offices over there where they do that work. But we buy from vendors that they do their own testing of raw materials here when they come into the United States. Then when we buy those raw materials, we test them again in our laboratory here, or we send it out for third-party lab verification. And it needs to be done that way. We have a very strict auditing process that's outlined by the FDA current regulations under the CFR, the Code of Federal Regulations. So there's a very long questionnaire that vendors have to fill out completely, and it has to be vetted through our quality assurance department. The raw material has to then be sent out for third-party lab testing. There's a whole bunch of things that go on. But I want people to understand, some people say, oh, we don't get anything from China. It's like, and that's just, I'm sorry, that's just a flat out lie. If you're using B vitamins, that's just a flat out lie. There are certain B vitamins that are not manufactured in China, like our folate, our methylfolate, which Melody will talk more about. That comes from Italy. That's one vendor that we use, but there's another methylfolate that does come out of China. B12, that is often perhaps manufactured here in the United States or somewhere other than China. Sometimes it does come from China. But when you come down to B1, B2, B3, B3A, B5, B6, those things, biotin, choline, inositol, those almost exclusively all come from China. And they used to be manufactured in other areas around the world, but they just couldn't compete in the world market with China because their labor costs are so cheap. And I'll tell you, when I went to China, what China used to do is I went to this place, they were selling beauty products in China, and they built like a 5-story apartment building where their employees, they fly them in, and they basically live on this campus where they would produce these beauty products. And then they would just live there for 6 months out of the year, and then they would go home for vacation for a week, they'd come back, and that's how they keep their, it's one way they keep their labor costs so low. They pay these people minimal wages, but then they actually put them up there with these rooms with bunk beds, and it's kind of a tight fit. But that's the Chinese business model. That's the way it is. And then I did want to talk just briefly about, there are companies out there that say they have food-based B vitamins. And this is honestly kind of ridiculous. Or they have fermented vitamins. And what they do when they do that, they start off with a standard B vitamin like B1 or B2 or B6 or whatever. And then they put it often into a solution. They introduce a fermentation media. They then ferment it. And then they supposedly magically have made it into some magic B vitamin that's food-based. Well, the problem with that is if they have actually converted it molecularly into some other type of B vitamin, then there's no standard to test against. So they don't know what they've changed it into. They more likely have not changed it into anything. It still is the original B vitamin. And they want to be able to put some magic marketing on their label. So there are certain very specific things that had to be done under the FDA where there are standards that these B vitamins had to be tested against to make sure that they are what they say they are. And what you have is based on the research that's out there. There are hundreds of studies on vitamin B1, B2, B3, B3A, B5, B6, B12 on what the benefits are. And so, but you have to have the right molecule. So a better way to state the B vitamins is, are you using bioidentical, like the hormones? Are you using bioidentical hormones? Are you using bioidentical B vitamins to what's found in the food supply? That is what we use because that is what the research is based upon, and that is what will give you the right result. So we just want to be clear about, some people call those isolates, the bioidenticals. They call them, they sort of have these bad names for them. But what you want are, you want bioidentical molecular nutrients that we have decades of research on for their benefits to you at a biochemical level. So that's really just some groundwork that I want to lay for the B vitamins. Now, we do have a lot of information to cover on our adrenal health and our B healthy, and I've really cut Melody short, but I'm going to let her get right started on the adrenal health. So go ahead, Mel.
Well, the adrenal health is absolutely one of my favorite products. So I'm always excited to talk about this to people because, number one, most of us need some level of adrenal support because your adrenal glands manage all of the major hormones that are associated primarily with like things like stress and metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, your sex drive, your immunity. So your adrenal glands manage a whole lot, but they can be taxed so easily. Stress is a big taxer of the adrenal glands. Poor diet, lack of exercise, so many different things can throw you off. And so if these glands that are so important are suffering, then a whole lot of different little things in your body can go wrong or not be functioning optimally. So adrenal health is phenomenal because basically the three big things that it addresses are the things that affect so many of us, which is energy levels, quality sleep, and stress levels. And there's ingredients in here that are adaptogenic that work in all of those three areas. And of course, like I said, it covers many other bases, but those are sort of the big three. energy, sleep, and stress. So in this formula, you know, we have a full array of B vitamins in here, including coenzymated forms of B2 and B6, the methylated B12. There's also PABA in here, which helps to potentiate cortisol. So, you know, cortisol is your stress hormone. Now, you need a certain level of cortisol in the body, but you need it to stay in balance. So what ends up happening with the PABA is that it helps to potentiate the cortisol so the adrenal glands don't have to work so hard to keep it in balance. There's also rhodiola in here, and that helps to manage those cortisol levels too. So again, balance. The rhodiola is really special because the rhodiola is standardized on 3% rosuvins, 1% salidricide. Now, and that is what European studies are based on. So again, we're talking about the quality of the ingredients. There's a lot of 4-to-1 material that's out there, and it's not going to give you the same results as the standardized European level rhodiola. And this is also in the dosing that is in line with the research that shows its efficacy. Now, we also use a specialized water extracted ashwagandha. Now, ashwagandha has been used for so many years in Indian Ayurveda, probably hundreds or thousands of years, right?
Yeah, right.
So, but this is a specifically standardized form. It's been processed in a very specific way and has been studied and researched to be effective in human clinicals to help with those energy, sleep, and stress areas of the body. It actually can help to prod the brain to produce higher levels of those feel-good hormones, serotonin and dopamine. Now, I'm not suggesting that somebody who has like clinical depression could say, oh, I'm going to ditch my meds and take adrenal health. That would be irresponsible. But I can tell you though that just merely supporting the adrenal glands and getting all these hormones in balance can really make a huge difference for people who are suffering from like mild levels of depression or anxiety, where you've got like those levels, or maybe where it's fluctuating due to hormonal changes. There's also Siberian ginseng in here and royal jelly, which is really rich in B vitamins. So this ingredient is just like a kitchen sink product to really powerhouse support your adrenal glands. And it's something I take every day. With that though, I've ran us out of time. So we've got to come back for segment 4.
We're both running us out of time today, but when we come back, we're going to talk about our Be Healthy Nothing Like This product. So please stay tuned, and we'll give you the last segment in just a little bit.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free.
Learn more about Emerald, the additive-free company, by visiting supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. We've had a crazy whirlwind of a show today. Our main focus of this show has been, are all B vitamins created equal? So we need to leave some time in the last segment to really focus on our Be Healthy formula. But before Rick gets to that and shares that with you, I want to remind you all, if you're just tuning in, to check out our archives or any part of the show that you missed at cohradio.com. You can link through from there over to supplements.one. That is our web affiliate that carries every single thing that we make, every product that we make, plus some other great brands that we're not affiliated with, but we can definitely give them a high five. And they offer all of our products at 10% off every day. But for our listeners, we give out a special code each week. So this week we're focused on B vitamins, and we've also featured adrenal health, and we've also talked about the Albion chelated gentle iron and those benefits. So with this week, we're going to give an additional 45% off of that 10% discount on the Be Healthy in Both Sizes, the Adrenal Health in Both Sizes, and Iron only comes in one size when you enter the code CAR, C-A-R, like the car you drive, at checkout. That's the coupon code is CAR. So with that, Rick.
There you go. So, okay, Be Healthy. This is just a great formula. This is always in our top three selling products out there, just because, for one, it's a cool name, but secondly, the formula. And we really want to talk about why B vitamins are not.
That's why I take it.
Yeah, exactly, because I want to be healthy. You
know, I love it.
Yeah, we use the coenzymated forms of vitamin B2, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, and methylfolate or folate in this formula. That is one of the things that makes them where they're not all created equal. B vitamins need to be coenzymated in the body, or many of them what's termed phosphorylated in the gut, in order to be uptaken into the bloodstream and utilized effectively. Well, so this is kind of like, these are like pre-digested forms. Now, some people ask through the years, they say, well, why don't you use B1 as coenzymated or B5? Well, we talked to Dr. Singler, and when he formulated this, he said, I haven't seen any need where people seem to struggle with converting the B1 and the B5. The biggies are the B2, the B6, the B12, and the folate, which is why we coenzymate those. They are quite a bit more expensive than standard B vitamins. One of the things that we do that other companies often don't do is we use only the coenzymated forms of B2, B6, B12, and folate. Other companies, if you look on the label, you'll see on the front of the label, you'll see coenzymated B complex formula. Then when you look in the subfacts, you see, oh, vitamin B2. And then in the parentheses, it'll say riboflavin, R5P. Well, R5P is the expensive coenzymated one. When it's in the second position, typically you're getting about 1%, and you're getting 99% of the cheap, not so readily absorbable form. So you need to look at those subfacts. We only use the pure concentrated forms of these coenzymated vitamins. The other thing that I want to talk about is the quantities. A lot of people out there say, well, why don't you just follow the daily value? People remember RDA, the recommended daily allowance, which was then converted to the RDI, and then now is daily value. RB1, for example, is 2,941% of the daily value. People are like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Well, what you need to know is that the daily value, or the RDA, was originally created merely to stave off deficiency diseases like scurvy, beriberi, pellagra, and rickets. So if you don't want to get those deficiency diseases, then you can take the daily value and you won't get those. But it does not talk at all about optimal health and how important that is. So these are therapeutic dosages on the B vitamins that are for optimal health for you. B vitamins are water soluble, so that means you urinate out what your body doesn't use. We want to give you enough so your body gets everything that it needs, and then you just excrete what your body doesn't use, which is why you will notice when you take B complex or multis that you'll often have bright colored urine. One of my friends used to call it laser pee. But anyway, yeah, that's a separate issue.
Riboflavin, because it's the that word comes from the word flavus, which means yellow. And I may be mispronouncing it a little bit, but that's actually one of the main drivers behind that bright neon yellow.
That's trivia for the day. Flavus, look at that. Who knew that? So we're just going to run out of time. I've got to give some time to Melody, and not a lot, but to talk about methylfolate and how important this is. Methylfolate is crucial. So Melody?
Well, see, this is really important because a lot of people, you know, you're used to seeing your label say folic acid, or sometimes fortified foods say folic acid. That is a form of B9, but that's actually like a true synthetic form. So the word synthetic gets kind of thrown around and people get a little bit confused because there's many things that are synthesized in a lab for your quality to make sure that things are produced consistently the same way and that you're going to get the same results every time. That's very different than taking something that is not bioidentical and turning that into a supplement. So folic acid is really not the form of B9 that you want to take. Folate is what comes from food, and that is a preferable form. But unfortunately, almost half of Americans have an issue with their genetics where one or both of the MTHFR genes that we each have has a genetic variance or a mutation. And what ends up happening when you have one or both of these is you're not going to be able to produce enough of the enzyme to fully methylate that folate or folic acid if you're getting that in your diet into the form that it's used, that's it's able to be used by the body. So that's the methylated form. So we start with that pre-methylated form because there's a lot of issues associated with folate deficiency, with B9 deficiency. High homocysteine is going to be across the board. High homocysteine is associated as a major risk factor for premature heart attack and stroke. It's also being associated with the development of Alzheimer's later in life. There's some studies on that. It is also a major, major issue for women who are pregnant or trying to get pregnant, because those first couple weeks when you don't even know that you're pregnant, that's when there is a lot of fetal development occurring. And that is when you will either form a healthy neural tube or not. So if you have a folate deficiency, folate plays a key role in healthy fetal development, and you will be at a much higher, significantly higher risk of having a baby born with a neural tube defect like spina bifida if you have a folate deficiency. So there are just numerous risk factors here associated with folate deficiency. That's why we start with the pure, it's actually 6S-5 methyl tetrahydrofolate MTHF. And that's a mouthful, but that's the form that we use because that is the form your body can use instantly. So there you go.
And honestly, we're going to do some other shows, and we have done shows on our multis, on Be Healthy before. So you can go to the archive and check those out because there's more information that we have, but we're out of time today. So we're going to go with what we've got so far, and we need to do our getting to know you. So what do we have this week, Melody?
So the code was car, and we wanted to talk about our first cars. So Rick?
Oh, yes. My mom's 1969 Buick Riviera. You know, as a man, I remember 430 cc's of pretty fun power. That was a fun car, that one did. And I ruined that car pretty well. Anyway, I just have many stories about that car. But we grew up in that car, my brother and I. And then my mom got it at like a Datsun B210. This was during the gas crunch of the 70s. Those of you that are older, there were lines at gas stations and you'd stay in line. Some people would get up to it and they'd say, oh, I'm sorry, we're out of gas. I was 73. Anyway, wow. So my mom, so she went from a 430cc engine to like a 1200cc little Datsun B210. But I got the Buick Riviera and I didn't care about the gas because I just made whatever money I needed so I could drive all around town. And it was a lot of fun, let me tell you. But anyway, that was the first car. Oh, it had an 8-track too. 8-track.
Ooh, 8-track. Yeah. I remember 8-tracks.
We listen to Glenn Campbell, like a rhinestone cowboy. Yeah, that's
nice.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
Good times. What about you, Mel?
Well, my first car was a used Acura Legend, and it was like a gigantic tank. And it's probably a good thing it was a gigantic tank because I didn't start driving until I was 19 for reasons. I never got my license until I was 19. But by the time I got rid of that thing, the front bumper was like hanging off, and it actually died because an axle broke going over a speed bump in the apartment community that I lived in. I was like, I ended up junking it, but I got some good use out of it. It was super fancy though. It had like everything electric, all these buttons on the wheel. I was like, wow, this is like a luxury car. It really was. But with that, I know we're out of time. So again, the code CAR will get you an additional 45% off of Be Healthy Adrenal and Iron on supplements.one this week.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, and please join us again next week for another exciting episode of Crossroads of Health.